Now, from Hollywood, romance. Romance. Stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, in answer to many requests, we again bring you Anthony Ellis's charming Christmas fantasy about a small boy who discovered a new world and lived forever after in its enchantment. It stars Richard Beale and Peggy Weber in The Cave.
It's on days like this that I remember how it used to be before I found the cave. This day in particular. Of course, it's hard to see everything as it really was. Time has a habit of distorting the memories. Memories. Christmas. Christmas Day. What a long time ago that was. I was 10, and an unpopular uncle had distinguished himself by giving me a flashlight. It was enormous. 4 batteries, and a most incredible gleam to its metal case. I couldn't wait to try it out. And because it was still early afternoon, I could think of only one place that was dark enough for the exciting test. The cave. The big cave, whose mouth was near the sand dunes and whose recess was rumored to be miles deep. George Fennell and I had never ventured more than 200 yards or so inside, but on that Christmas afternoon, I knew that the cold darkness of the cave would have no fears for George and me. We met near the dunes as arranged to compare notes on our respective Christmas presents. It was quite warm, and the snow was beginning to melt in patches. A few gulls were wheeling about nearby. It was as I have remembered it all my life.
Gosh, that's cave. Listen, I bet it'd work like a searchlight tonight.
Oh, I guess it would, all right.
Maybe they'll let us stay up tonight. If it isn't too cold, you know, we could play pirates. I'll use my new gun.
I thought we might go in the cave this afternoon.
Hey, that's keen.
Oh, maybe they'll get sore. I had to get all dressed up today.
We won't get dirty. Besides, we could go a real long way inside this time.
No, I wouldn't want to go in too far. They say the cave goes into a lot of tunnels. You can get lost.
Well, maybe if you haven't got a flashlight.
Sure. That's right. With my gun. Sure. We can explore. Hey, come on. I'll race you to the cave.
I won the race and we stood at the entrance of the big cave. The arch had a span of about 25 feet, but just inside it widened until the walls were 70 feet apart. And the ceiling over 50. As we passed from sunlight to shadow, I turned for a moment and looked down to the sea. At the water's edge, a gull stood motionless, looking up at us. Then, solemnly, as though with disapproval, it too turned about and gazed out over the water. The opening of the cave receded and became small, and we went deeper and deeper.
Find it up there, Dan.
Way up. Okay.
Gee. But that's high.
Mile, I guess.
Oh, you're silly. Maybe 100 feet.
Well, that's keen.
Sounds like a real gun.
Oh, hey, come on. Looks like the cave turns down there. See?
Hey, we better not go too far.
You scared?
Heck no, but I gotta get back for dinner. Oh, they get awful sore if I'm late.
You won't be late. Come on. I want to see what's around there.
Okay. Pull the light on my gun, will you? I gotta reload. Fish? Whoever heard of fish in a stream like this? Where'd they come from?
I don't know. They say there are fish in caves. Sometimes blind fish.
That's silly.
Hey, what are you stopping for?
We gotta go back now.
Why?
It's late.
Besides, how do you know which tunnel we took? Maybe we could get lost.
Listen, maybe if we keep on going, we'll find treasure in here.
Treasure?
Stands to reason. Maybe like in the pirate book, somebody came here and buried treasure. Henry Morgan or Captain Kidd or somebody.
No.
Sure, stands to reason. Everybody's like you. They say no, but just suppose. If no one's looked, how would they know?
I think we'd better get back. Maybe tomorrow we can look. Cave's getting awful narrow.
We might even find old pirate's bones and swords.
Oh, you got too much imagination. I heard him say so at home. No, I don't want to go any further.
I'm going to.
Okay, then give me the flashlight.
No. You want to go back? You go back. In the dark.
Oh, they'll be mad. It's late.
Just for a little while. If we don't find anything, we'll go back.
All right. And only for a little while.
Thirsty.
Better not drink out of that water. It's probably poison.
Oh, why? Here, hold the light. I'm going to have a drink.
There, you see? I told you, now you'll probably die. It's poison.
No, it's salt. It's like the ocean.
Oh, Dan, look.
What?
There, coming down the stream. That white thing.
Yeah.
It's like a piece of paper.
I'm going to get it. Hold on to my hand.
Probably fall in.
No, I won't. I got it.
What is it? What is it?
Looks like a handkerchief.
Silly, it's too small. Who uses a handkerchief like that?
Well, my mother does.
She sure ate to blow my nose on that thing. Almost see-through.
Hey, well, how did it get down here?
Who cares?
Maybe it's a message.
Hmm?
Like from someone in distress.
I'm going home.
Like a damsel in distress in the pirate book. Oh, we've got to find out. Hey, give me my flashlight. We'll follow the stream.
What?
We followed the stream. We walked by it as the cave twisted and curved. We didn't notice the passageway had been getting smaller all the time, but suddenly it widened out, and the stream was becoming a river, and the river was becoming...
What? Where's the other side of the water?
There isn't any. It keeps on going. It's like a lake.
Or maybe a sea. There's little waves.
Dan.
Huh?
Turn the light around.
The walls have gone. There's no wall.
Gosh, there must be. It's a cave.
There's no top to it either.
Just too high to see, that's all. Come on, let's go home. Let's go home right now.
Oh, what are you afraid of?
I'm not. I'm hungry. It's Christmas, and I got things to play with. Come on, Dan. Come on, I want to get outside. What did you do that for? Turn on the light. Turn it on.
Don't you notice something?
You turn that on and give it to me.
Wait a minute. I want you to see something. I'll turn it
give
on
it to
and...
me. Wait, I'm not gonna no. play with you anymore. Give it to me.
See what you've done.
It's all your fault. I didn't want to come in here anyway. How are we gonna get back? It's dark.
No, it isn't. That's what I wanted you to see. Look up there.
I don't see anything.
You will.
Hey, it's like stars. Way up.
That's what it is. It's stars.
We stood there, George and I, for a moment no longer afraid because of the wonder of the thing. There was light from a sky that I knew I had never seen before. And yet, I knew I was still in the big cave.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I can't find that flashlight, Dan. Water's too deep.
I'll bet nobody's ever been in here, ever. I'll bet we're the first. Except for pirates, maybe. Oh, I wish we could see more.
Well, if my mother hadn't taken away my matches at home, we could find our way out all right. Gee whiz, Dan. It's night. Come on, please. I'm hungry.
Shh.
What is here? Somebody else.
Sounds like it's over there.
Oh, don't you go there. I think I'm scared. I don't like this place.
Go home if you want. I can see someone. Look. He's digging in the sand.
Well, let's go in closer, Dan.
Go with me. I want to see what he's doing.
No,
no. There's some other people. They got swords.
Caught you, Nambi. You scurvy wretch. Look on him, bullies.
Don't hit me, Captain. I just wanted to see if the treasure was still there. The tooth I did.
I'll show you what's there, you pot-bellied toad.
No, no, Captain, no. Are you killing me? No, please, no. I wasn't touching the treasure. Don't hit me again. Don't kill me.
Kill you? I haven't started to kill you yet, Nambi. Come on, bullies, lay on. We'll exercise our appetites for the feast.
No. Pirates!
I want to go home.
How shall we cook him, bullies? Broiled or steamed?
No! No, Captain, no!
He's too tough a morsel for that, Captain. Oh, I say, roast him.
Roast it'll be.
Nothing like roast, Nambi, I always say.
You, wait. We'll cut out his heart first and feed it to the dog. Nambi, you lily-livered aggravation, say your prayer.
I'm going to kill him. I don't want to watch. Dad.
Who was that?
Don't know, Captain.
It sounded like a little boy.
A boy? A boy?
Maybe it was the Lady Alicia.
Bill, she's in the dungeon, Gonfalon.
Aye, that's true.
I came from over there. Hold the lantern high, Shil.
We gotta run. Don't be afraid. If you're not afraid, nothing can happen.
Do you see anything, Gonfalon?
Nothing. Save us all.
There's a boy. Oh,
there's two of them. Scupper me. Boy. Hold the little demon. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Boys. Two small boys.
What shall we do with them, Captain?
Hang them, I say. Hang them. They're off to the treasure.
You, were it not Christmas, Nambi, I should have turned you inside out. Hold your blister bladder in your...
I, Captain. Did I?
Boy, what's your name?
Dan Embry, sir.
And that one?
George. He's my friend, George. George Fennell. His father's a policeman.
And where do you come from, boy?
Greenfield. That's outside the cave.
The cave? What cave? What do you do here? Whose pies are you? Answer up!
We were just exploring and we got here, that's all.
Exploring? Well, where's your ship?
We didn't come in a ship.
No ship?
They're boys, Captain. What harm can they do? Come, it's Christmas. I say, feed them and send them on their way.
What's Christmas got to do with it? If they're spies, it's the plank for them.
No, we're not spies, honest.
Well, we'll look into this further. In the meantime, the goose and suckling pig should be ready. I say that it's time for the feast. I'll say, you bullies. Are you hungry, boy?
Yes.
And him?
He's hungry, too.
Then join us. And a Merry Christmas, for no man can say Captain Blackton lacks the Christian spirit. Am I right, Nambi?
You're right, Captain. Right as rain, sir.
Ooh, I'd have slit your gullet had you said me nay. Merry Christmas, and break out the rum barrel.
I remember that day. That long ago, the great dining board set upon trestles, the fruits and wine, roast goose and pig, the pirates rough in their colorful patched clothing, the song and the drinking, stories, stories of home and sea. Such Christmases are dreamed of, and I had dreamed it to come true. George sat next to me, eyes wide and unbelieving. After the plum pudding, we were called on to sing a carol. As we sang, they became quiet, and each sat lost with his own thoughts of sweetness and sadness. The little man, Namby, bird-like and asleep. Gonfalon, thin as a twig, a patch over one eye, and the other kindly and wise. Shill and the captain, tears coursing down their cheeks. These were my pirates, my very own.
Heavenly peace.
Well done, I say. Well done. A gulp of rum for the boys.
Captain, this being a happy day with us, let's share with those less fortunate.
Less fortunate who we're all well met?
The Lady Alicia.
Nay, she is our prisoner. Until ransom is paid, so she will remain.
What matter if she grace our table for the evening? It's been long since a woman has been with us.
Very well, very well. Send a prisoner here. Bring her from the dungeon.
Then I thought of the fine lace handkerchief we had found in the stream. With this prisoner, the Lady Alicia, would she have sent the message of distress, and how? They brought her in, and to me, she looked as she should have looked. The most beautiful lady in the world. Gowned in silk, with a pale but proud face. I fell in love with her when I was 10. As the night wore on, the pirates grew drowsy, and one after another their heads drooped, and soon all were asleep. Even George, sitting small in his great chair, nodded. I went to the Lady Alicia's side.
It was your handkerchief we found in the stream, wasn't it?
Yes. I had not dared to hope.
They have you locked in a dungeon.
Beyond the window is a running brook. I prayed that when I dropped the kerchief, it would by some happy chance be discovered.
Well, I found it all right.
You are very brave to come here.
How long have they kept you prisoner?
6 months now. We were sailing to the Indies. Our ship was taken and I alone survived. Now they hold me for ransom.
Oh, that's terrible. Gosh, I wish I could do something to save you.
There is nothing.
Oh, I know I'm not very big, but maybe I could fight them.
Oh, there are too many for you.
They're all asleep. Come on, we can get away now. Let's go home.
Home?
Sure, folks are going to be mad.
George, we've got to save her.
Well, if you could but escape and deliver a message to my father.
Sure, okay. Where's he live?
London, Lord Basingstoke. He would reward you well.
Okay, but we got to go now.
I don't want to leave you. They'll be angry when they wake up.
My hope will rest in you. I shall pray for your safety and return.
Gee whiz, Dan, come on.
Well, you go ahead. I'll be right along.
Okay, but hurry up. I'll wait for the water.
Will you be all right?
Yes.
Suppose I come back and you're not here.
I shall try to leave a message.
I'm Dan.
I know.
When I get older, I shall marry you. You're beautiful.
I'll wait for you. You must go before they awake.
I don't want to go.
You will come back to me. Here.
I love you. Hurry up, Dan. Gee whiz, I want to get home. They'll be mad. Mother should not be late for dinner.
We've got to save Lady Alicia. Don't forget.
Hey, but hurry up. It's so dark. Do you know which way to go?
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to fall in the stream and get all wet. I got my good clothes on.
You won't.
Sorry I dropped your flashlight. I'll save up and get you another.
I don't mind, George.
Oh, but it's awful late. Glad it's Christmas. Maybe they won't mind.
We followed the tunnels one to the other. The stream flowed with us, urging us on. It was dark, but I knew the way. We felt along the damp walls of the cave, and at every step we moved further away from my world. Suddenly, from a great distance, we saw a tiny circle of light, a dot, which grew and grew until it was the size of a gold sovereign.
There it is, Dan! It's the entrance, and it's still light out! I won't be late for dinner!
And I was afraid. I was afraid because I knew that when I stepped out into that sunlight, I should never be able to find my way back again. Never.
Hey, what are you stopping for? Why?
George,
if we run, we can get home before the sun goes down. Oh, for Pete's sake, Dan, what's the matter with you?
I'm not coming with you.
Oh, gee, what?
I've got to go back.
Go back? What do you want to do that for?
I've got you. I don't want to leave her, the pirates. I want to go back. I'm not going with you.
You better. I'm going to tell your mother. You'll get it.
Goodbye, George.
Dan? Dan? Come back. Dan? Dan, what's the matter with you? Dan? You'll get lost. Dan? Dan? Don't go in there again! We played long enough! Come back! Come back, Dan!
His voice followed me, plaintive and lonely. Then as I found the stream again, there was no sound but that of gentle water in my own steps. And the stream became a river, and the river broadened. The walls of the cave fell away, and I'd found my pirates again. It's on days like this that I remember how it used to be, before I found the cave. This day in particular. And I wonder what it's like outside in the world that I left. In the world of George, the world of my mother and father, that stretch of sand somewhere on the coast that I shall never see again. But I don't really mind. After all, the Lady Alicia kept her promise and waited for me until I grew up. Now everything is as I'd always dreamed it in the books. Oh, Captain Blackton? He's still here in the cave. A little less ferocious, perhaps, than 20 years ago.
Captain?
Yes, Blackton.
Well, if you and Milady are ready, sir, the turkeys are cooked and the men are waiting your pleasure.
Very well, Blackton. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you, Captain. Thank you, sir. And a Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Romance is produced and directed in Hollywood by Anthony Ellis, who also wrote today's story, The Cave. Peggy Weber and Richard Beale were our stars. Others in our cast were Eddie Firestone, Ellen Morgan, John Daner, Charlie Lung, G. Stanley Jones, and Ben Wright. Musical supervision by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Dan Cumberland. Has been a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.